Corinthians chapter 5.
好，我们先翻到哥林多前书第五章，好吗？
Before we read it, let me pray for us.
好，我们先来祷告。
Father in heaven, we love to come together and worship you.
我亲爱的天父啊，我们真的很高兴今天来敬拜你。
Though you are awesome in your holiness, and your holiness is a consuming fire.
哦，是的，主啊，你是圣洁的神。主啊，你的圣洁就像那个燃烧的烈火。
Or we know that we can come before you boldly because you are full of grace and mercy.
我们知道你是怜悯的，有恩惠的神，所以我们可以坦然无惧地来到你的面前。
So we do not get tired of singing, "Thank you for the cross."
啊，我们永远不会厌倦说啊，谢谢你，你的宝血十架。
And Lord, we love to feast on your word together.
啊，我们真的今天要来享受你的话语。
We pray this morning that you would feed us.
啊，我求你就喂养我们。
Lord, please speak to us.
求你真的对我们的心说话。
We are listening.
我们正在聆听。
Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主的名，阿门。
Paul is going to talk about a new subject now in his letter to the Corinthians.
保罗今天要对哥林多教会讲一个全新的这个话题。
We're going to talk about marriage and sexual purity through the end of chapter 7.
所以我们从现在开始一直到第七章，我们都会讲到婚姻还有性关上的性关系上的洁净。
So we'll have 3 to 4 messages about these things.
所以我们大概有3到4个信息都是跟这个有关的。
Today we'll start with a very severe case of sexual immorality in the church.
那我们今天要从一个非常极端淫乱的例子来开始说。
So let's begin. Let's read chapter 5, verses. We'll just read half of it, verses 1 through 7.
好，我们就开始看哈，是第五章，先念1到7节。
Let's read it first in English together.
好，他先念英文哈。
It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that is not tolerated even among pagans, for a man has his father's wife. And you are arrogant. Ought you not rather to mourn? Let him who has done this be removed from among you. For though absent in body, I am present in spirit, and as if present,I have already pronounced judgment on the one who did such a thing. When you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and my So sorry. I should read. Let's pick it up in verse 5. You are to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know?That a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are, unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed.
好，我们现在来念中文哈。哥林多前书，我们一起念5章1到7节。风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有，就是有人收了他的继母。你们还是自高自大，并不哀痛，把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。我身子虽不在你们那里，心却在你们那里，好像我亲自与你们同在，已经判断了行这事的人，就是你们聚会的时候，我的心也同在，奉我们主耶稣的名，并用我们主耶稣的全能，要把这样的人交给撒旦。败坏他的肉体，使他的灵魂在主耶稣的日子可以得救。你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面笑能使全团发起来吗？你们既是无效的面，应当把旧笑除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
So Paul here, there's a man who is apparently sleeping with his stepmother.
所以保罗在这边说，真的是有一个人就跟他的继母发生性关系了。
Paul says, kick him out, out of the church.
哦，保罗说要把他从这个恶人赶出去。
And if you read to the end, he says, purge the evil person from among you.
就是刚刚我们念的哈，就是要把恶人赶出去。
Now, what comes to your mind when you think of an evil person?
那我们现在想想看哈，我们想到一个恶人，是想到什么样的人是恶人呢？
The world gives us many images of evil people.
那我这个世界上给我们很多的例子哈，我们来看一下。
Perhaps you think of one of these characters.
你们可以想象这些恶棍哈，这个电影的恶棍。
See, there's vampires are very, very popular these days.
星际大战的那个达斯维达。
Then Darth Vader. The lower left, that's Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter.
对，还有这个你的哈利波特里面的那个伏地魔，有没有？
Now there, I could show you much, much worse pictures than this.
其实我也可以找到比这个还要更糟糕的这个图片。
But not in church. It would give you nightmares. Give me nightmares.
不可是我们在教会哈，如果给你们看的话，你们可能就会做噩梦，给我自己都会做噩梦。
Nevertheless, I tell you that even the worst pictures do not give a good representation of evil.
对，所以你们看这个，你们觉得他们很邪恶，对不对？可是其实神里面的觉得我们的邪恶比这个还要邪恶。
These are very confusing.
这些真的有点混淆不清。
What's confusing is that they are entertaining.
因为这个只是娱乐性的嘛，对不对？
We find them interesting. We find them fascinating.
我们就觉得哎，很有意思啊，就很迷人这样子。
That is not what evil is like.
可是根据圣经，这并不是真正的邪恶。
I'll give you a good picture of evil.
我再给大家一个真正的邪恶的这个图片。
Imagine going to the store and buying a big, nice piece of red meat.
好，就想说好，你们我们到超级市场啊，买一块很大这个很好的一块红肉哈。
Put some salt and pepper on it, maybe some garlic.
好，我们就放点盐啊，放点胡椒，然后用大蒜来调个味。
Chop up some potatoes and onions and carrots and put it all in a nice pot.
好，然后就切了一些红萝卜啊、土豆啊、洋葱啊，把它放在一个锅子里。
And then take that pot and put it in your garage for about 2 weeks.
好，然后你就把这个锅子拿到你家的车库放两个星期看看。
And then go see how interesting, how fascinating, how entertaining it is.
然后你去看看那个变化哈，是不是也蛮有意思的，也蛮有娱乐性的哈。
I wanted to do that on Halloween.
我现在想哈，这个下次万圣节我就来做这件事情。
Kids come to the door dressed as vampires.And I say, kids, you want to see something really scary?
然后也许那个小朋友就抬到我们门前，然后我就跟他问说，你要不要看一个真的很恐怖的东西？
But Melissa said, no, you can't do that.
那我老婆说不行啊，你不能做这种事情。
She didn't want a bunch of children throwing up in the front yard.
她不要这些小朋友在我们家的门口就吐出来了。
Genuine evil, you cannot get away from it fast enough.
这个就是邪恶。真的，我们要逃都逃不掉。
Here's something else that's evil.
还有一个很邪恶的例子。
Say a healthy person gets a very deadly disease.
就比如说有一个很健康的人，他得到一个很致命的这个病。
A contagious deadly disease.
而且会传染的，有传染性的疾病。
The doctors say, you're fine, you're okay.
医生说，哎呀，没关系啦，你是健康的，不用担心啦。
This man will go out and spread death to everyone he meets.
然后这个人就哎就出去了，然后他就把这个疾病就传染给很多人了。
But the doctors say, "No, you're healthy. You don't need fixing."
然后医生还是说没问题，你我们不用医你。
That's evil.
这个才是邪恶的。
That's the kind of evil that's going on in the Corinthian church.
所以这种邪恶就是在哥伦多教会里面发生着。
So Paul says, purge this evil person from among you.
所以刚才我们念的，保罗才说要把这个恶人从你们中间赶出去。
Why? What's the big problem?
这有大不了什么大不了的问题呢？
Is the problem that the man is committing sin?
是说教会这一个人犯了罪吗？
No.
不是的。
Granted, this is a particularly heinous sin.
而是一个这个是令人发指的罪恶。
Nevertheless, the problem is not the sin itself.
不是说这个罪恶的本身。
The problem is that he will not call it sin.
而是这个人他不把这个东西认为是犯罪。
The problem is that he says, it's okay, don't judge me.
他其实是觉得说，哎呀，我这样没什么啦，你们不要论断我。
He doesn't need to repent. He doesn't need to stop or change.
他就觉得，哎呀，我不需要悔改啊，我不需要改变。
And this tends to be what happens with sexual immorality.
所以就是常常我们在淫乱的时候，我们就会有这样子的罪。
People don't have trouble calling deception or lying or stealing. We will call those sin.
我们很容易说，哎呀，那个人说谎啊，那个人欺骗，我们都看得出来，那个就是罪。
Sexual immorality is very seductive.
那你看嘛，淫乱真的是很诱人的哈。
Makes a person want to say, "Don't judge me."
所以那个人就会说，不要论断我。
Now, what's worse is that the Corinthian church agrees with the man.
结果更糟糕的是，这个教会的人他们跟他同样的看法。
Or if they don't agree with him, they are proud of being so tolerant.
那如果说不同意的话，他们就觉得说，哇，他们能够，就是很优雅，很宽容。
Remember, in the first four chapters, Paul talked about how proud they were, and that's causing all their fighting.
记不记得那个哥林多前书，有前面四章讲到他们纷争啊、结党啊，有很多派系，对不对
？And now, in their pride, they refuse to judge sin.
所以他们就因为这，他们就觉得他们很自豪，所以他们都不要论断这样子的罪。
Hey, we welcome everyone. We're not judgmental. We're not all high and holy and better than you.
我们不是高人一等啊，我们不论断人啊，我们欢迎每一个人。
After all, was not Jesus a friend of prostitutes and sinners?
而且你看，基督耶稣啊，他就是妓女啊，还有那些骗子啊，他们的朋友，对不对？
After all, wasn't Jesus a friend of traitors and of lepers and of people that God obviously looked down on?
就是那些普通的人，他们很唾弃的人，耶稣都成为他们的朋友，对不对？什么大麻风的人
？Yes, Jesus was a friend. God does not look down on these people, but Jesus was a friend of very, very sinful people.
对，可是虽然说世界上对这些人真的是很看轻，可是耶稣是他们的朋友。
Jesus also told everyone to repent.
可是重点在什么呢？耶稣告诉他所有的跟随者要悔改。
Jesus talked early and often about hell and about the fires of hell and about God's anger and His judgment.
对啊，耶稣在他刚开始事工的时候，他就常常跟大家说神的审判啊，地狱的火啊，那类的事情。
For some reason, people did not feel judged by Jesus.
那很多人就他们觉得耶稣没有在论断他们。
But he told them early and often about hell and God's judgment.
可是其实耶稣真的很早就在提醒大家什么是地狱，什么是神的愤怒。
In fact, when the Bible sums up all of Jesus' teaching into one sentence, what is that sentence?
可是你如果想想看的话哈，你如果把这个圣经所有耶稣的教训总结成一句，他说了什么呢？
From that time on, this is after Jesus' temptation at the beginning of his ministry. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
那你记不记得那时候耶稣不是受到试探吗？然后回试探以后，他就开始来他的事工。他说，从那时候，耶稣就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
That was the beginning of his ministry. What about at the very end of his ministry?
哦，这个是他刚开始的时候。那他结束的时候，他怎么说呢？
When he rose from the dead and then went to commission his disciples, what did he tell them to do?
记不记得他从这个三天死里复活以后，他升上来，他给他门徒一个任务。
Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem."
好，所以就是讲到这个路加福音， 于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，圣经上所写的基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦。
That's the beginning and the end. What about in the middle when he trained his disciples? What did he tell them to do?
所以我们看到的他刚开始也是这样子，结束也是这样子，那他中间呢，他是怎么样来训练他的门徒呢？
So they went out and proclaimed that people should repent, and they cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them.
耶稣你看他就让他的门徒出去传道，叫人悔改，又赶出许多的鬼，用油抹了许多病人，治好他们。
He says, I want to get rid of this. I want it completely gone.
我真的是要大家能够悔改，把这个罪全部都悔改掉。
He doesn't just say, it's okay, try harder, you'll do better next time.
他不是这样随随便便说，哎呀，没关系，你就来，你下次就会好一点了。
How about when the church began in the book of Acts?
Sorry.
What about when the church began in the book of Acts?
就是在这个使徒行传，那个时候是教会的开始吗？
After the Holy Spirit came down, and they started preaching, the crowds...asked, what should we do?
那个时候刚使徒行传那时候圣灵不是降临在使徒的身上，然后众人就问说，我们当怎么行？
Peter said to them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
好，我们看到彼得就说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
See also every other sermon in the book of Acts.
好，我们如果再看看，仔细看《使徒行传》，其他很多的讲道啊，或是他的公告。
Jesus set us free, which means we are free to actually be able to repent and walk in holiness.
那他的真理使我们得自由，让我们不再受罪的辖制，我们可以悔改。
Let me show you one more. What about when Paul went to Athens, Greece, where there are no Jews, no Christians?
那记不记得有时候保罗有一次他也去这个雅典哈，那边根本就没有这个基督徒。
How did he talk to these people with very high, exalted view of philosophy?
那他怎么样跟那些那个很高位的人哦，那些哲学家来谈呢？
Who knew nothing about the Bible?
他们根本就不懂圣经。
Well, he quoted one of their poets.
他就引用了他们的一个诗人的话。
And then he said, the times of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. He has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed.
然后他就说 Could you go to the next slide?
Sorry.
他就说世人蒙昧无知的时候神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下。
Jesus said, I didn't come for the healthy, I came for the sick.
耶稣说了，他说我来了不是为了健康的人，我是为了要有生病的人。
And if there's no recognition of God's holiness, then there's no need for repentance.
那如果我们人不认识神的圣洁，我们为什么要悔改呢？
We have to recognize this world is full of evil.
所以我们要看到说这个世界上真的是充满了邪恶。
God wants to be rid of it.
神要真的是除去所有的邪恶。
So he paid the price for it, and he wants us to repent and trust him.
所以神就是为我们的罪付上了代价，他要我们来信任他，来悔改。
There's no need for repentance, then there is no hope.
如果没有希望的话，我们有为什么要悔改呢？
So if you're here this morning and you're looking for teaching about how to be a good person,
如果你今天早上来到这里，你想要学如何成为一个好人，
if you want to know what you can do, how you can live so that God will approve of you,
你如果想要今天来学说，哎呀，我到底要做什么好事啊，我才能够被这个上帝认可呢？
We can't help you.
我们真的没有办法帮助你。
We have nothing to offer.
我们没有办法给你任何的意见。
There are other religions that will teach you how to be a good person so that God will approve of you.
有一些其他的宗教，他会教你怎么做好人，然后得到上帝的认可。
But if you're here this morning and you're saying, oh dear God, I need help.
如果你今天来到这里，你真心地对神说，我需要帮助。
If you're interested in hearing about forgiveness and mercy and grace,
如果你今天早上来，你有兴趣要听听到上帝的宽恕，还有怜悯，还有恩典。
We've got very good news. We've got a man we'd love to tell you about.
我们真的是很想要跟你分享一个很有爱心的这位救主。
And it all starts with saying, I need help.
我们就是要先开始说，神，我需要帮助。
In fact, I need saving. I'm helpless.
而且我们应该说，我需要一个救助。我现在已经没有希望了。
So the Corinthian church here has a man that says, I don't need help. I don't need God's forgiveness here.
对啊，所以你看，这边很多人就说，我不需要神了，我不需要神的赦免。
That was the problem.
所以这个哥林多教会就是有这样子的问题。
So what did Paul say was the solution?
那保罗说什么样才是解决的方法呢？ He
said, kick him out of the church.
保罗说你要把这个人从教会里面赶出去。
Purge the evil person from among you.
就是十三节说的，把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。
Excuse me. In fact, he says, if you look in verse 5, he says, you're to deliver this man to Satan for the destruction of his flesh.So that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord.
其实刚刚我们第五节念的时候，他就说要把这样的人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体，使他的灵魂在基督的日子可以得救。
That's his solution. Deliver him to Satan so that his flesh can be destroyed.
这就是他解决的方法，把这个人交给撒旦，败坏他的肉体。
Now, flesh here isn't referring to his physical body.
好，那我们要注意到肉体这里不是说他的身体哈。
It's referring to his old sinful self.
而是讲到说我们每个人都有那个老我，对不对？
It's referring to that part of me who still wants to rebel, that part of me that still wants to pursue worldly things.
就是讲我们那个老我，我们就很喜欢反抗神，对不对？我们就不想顺从他的道，我们想跟着世界走。
For example, back in chapter 3, Paul said, But I, brothers,could not address you as spiritual people, but as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. And even now you are not ready, for you are still of the flesh.
好，就记不记得在哥林多前书第三章他有说，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那个时候你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，就是这个肉体。
Paul says, kick this man out of the church. If he doesn't want to repent, kick him out so that Satan can destroy him.
那保罗就说，因为这个人不悔改啊，所以我们要把他从教会里面赶出去，让撒旦来对付他这种老我的肉体。
So what does that mean?
那你们觉得这什么意思呢？
Well, what happens when a person indulges in everything they desire?
我们来想想看，如果一个人他什么事情都做他想要做的事情，会发生什么事呢？
What happens when you do anything you like?
你就什么事情你想做就去做。
What happens when you use a credit card to buy anything you want?
好，想想看，如果我们有一张信用卡，然后我们就去买我们所有我们想要的东西。
For a while, you have a lot of fun.
可能有的是不就是一下子你可能觉得哎还不错啊感觉很好。
For a season, you enjoy it.
也许就大概有一个季节你还很享乐。
But then at some point you have to pay for it.
可是我们也知道再过一阵子我们就要付出这个代价了。
And there's a dark, hurting world out there. It's very competitive. Hearts get broken.
知道吗？我们外面这个世界就是很黑暗的，真的是会使我们非常伤心的。
And after a series of one-night stands and just indulging and in parties, you come and you have to pay for it.
那如果说很多人有一夜情啊，或是放纵情欲的这个生活，有一天我们真的是要付代价的。
And someday you're going to wake up and you're just not going to want to get out of bed.
可能有一天你真的就醒过来，可是你连床上都不想起来。
Because you're going to know that hell is coming over to eat your heart for breakfast.
因为那个时候你真的绝望到你知道地狱就来，然后真的就把你的心脏当作早餐来吃了。
So at that point, when you are just miserable, you have two choices.
那你看，当一个人达到这种这么绝望、这么痛苦的时候呢，我们一定要做个决定了吧，对不对？
You can either continue to indulge in your desires.
那一个方法就是继续借着这个以前的这些东西，然后来做自己想要做的事情。
But if you do that, you're going to have to find a way to numb your heart.
可是你知道吗？这样一直下去的话，总是要找个方法来麻醉自己，对不对？
You'll have to use alcohol or drugs or gambling or anything to numb yourself.
我们就会借着酒精啊、毒品啊，还有其他的这些不好的东西来麻醉自己。
Your other option.Is just to stop and say, "I was so wrong."
那另外一个选择就是对自己说啊，我现在真的是好像离弃了正路。
Like the prodigal son, just waking up and saying, "I have made a huge mistake."
就像那个浪子回头，有没有？他就跟他爸爸说，我真的做了一个很大很大的错误。
Going back and saying, "Father, I'm sorry. I was so wrong. I would really like to come back home if it's at all possible."
而且记不记得，他就跟他父亲说，哦，对不起，我错了，我真的现在非常想回家。
I'll just work as one of your hired hands.
如果可能的话，我就当你一个雇工就好了。
How did the father respond?
那个父亲他是怎么回应的呢？
Ran up and hugged him.
然后就是
put the best clothes on him. Put a ring on his hand.
那父亲就跟他拥抱，说把上好的袍子拿出来，然后把这个戒指戴在他的指头上。
Kill the fattened calf. Let us feast and celebrate.
他就说把那个肥牛犊啊宰了，我们来吃喝快乐。
My son was dead and he's alive again.
他说：“我这个儿子是死而复活、失而又得的。”
Does that sound like a mean, judgmental God to you?
你们觉得这个听起来像一个这个很严格审判你的神吗？
No, sounds like a very loving, merciful, gracious, joyful God to me.
真的听起来就是一个这么有恩典、这么有慈爱的神吧？
So those are your two choices.
所以就是有这两种选择。
Paul says, "Kick this man out."
那保罗就是说，把这个人踢出教会。
Hopefully, he'll come to the end of himself and he'll turn and come back.
希望他就是能够这个跌到那个谷底，然后看到自己需要悔改。
Now, this solution isn't just for this man.
这个解决的方法不是只是为这个人。
It's also for the whole church.
是整个教会的人都应该要学习的。
Paul cares about this man, but he also wants to protect the church.
其实保罗很关心这个人的灵魂，可是他也要保护我们整个教会。
Verse 7, cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are, unleavened, for Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed.
因为第七节他说，你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
Now I've never personally used leaven for our bread today. We use yeast, right?
对，我们知道哈，我们做面的人，面食的人，我们知道哈，我们会用一些这个酵母或是酵素。
You take just a teeny bit of leaven or yeast and put it into the dough.
那你放一点点这个酵素，然后你放到那个面团里面去。
You start with that little bit, and it transforms the whole thing. It grows and spreads.
然后你看那个酵母就会让那个面团变得好大好大。
That's not what sin is like in the church.
这个罪在教会不是这样子的。
That's what the attitude of unrepentance is like.
而是我们这种信念，这种想法。
You say, "Oh no, we don't need to repent." It'll transform everything.
对啊，你如果说啊，你不需要悔改的话，那事情就不一样了。
Well, if that man can sleep with his stepmother, then I can sleep with a prostitute. Don't judge me.
如果我们教会的观念都是说，哎呀，那个人可以跟他的继母发生性关系，那我跟妓女也可以做同样的事，对不对？
Oh, if he can do this, I can worship idols. Don't judge me.
所以不要论断我啊，我可以拜偶像，不要论断我。
We can sanctify gay marriage. Don't judge us.
哦，我们可以使这个同性婚姻成圣，不要论断我们。
Pretty soon, we completely rewrite the gospel to be, judge not, lest you be judged.
然后结果我们的福音变成什么呢？就说你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断了。
When Jesus says, don't judge, lest you also be judged, do you know what he said right after that?
所以我们要注意哦，圣经要从头看到尾。他耶稣说，你不要论断人，免得你被论断以后，他又说了一些经文呢。
He said, stay away from the dogs and the pigs.
他说你要警惕，要小心那些猪跟那些狗。
Ouch, that's harsh. He's calling these false teachers dogs and pigs.
他这个讲话讲得好严厉哈，因为他是讲那些宗教领袖。
That's a harsh judgment there.
非常非常严厉。
He talked about being aware, beware wolves in sheep's clothing.
他说你们要小心哦，那个是一条狼，它只是披着羊的衣服。
He talked about knowing a tree by its fruit, judging a person according to their fruit.
他说我们看到那个果子，就知道那个树是怎么样的树。
So we have to be very discerning.About truth and falsehood, about black and white and gray, we have to discern.
所以我们教会每个人真的要很小心来分辨什么是神的真理，什么是假言论，什么是谬论。
Paul says you guard the gospel.
保罗在这里说，我们要同心维护教会这个福音。
We preach repentance for the forgiveness of sins from a loving God.
我们所传的是有恩典，爱我们的神赦免我们的罪，使我们能够悔改。
If we don't preach that, we don't preach anything.
如果我们不有这样子的教导，我们根本不能教别的东西。
Now, when he uses this image of leaven, and he looks back to the Exodus when the Jews left Egypt.
好，我们大家可能记得哈，就是他用这个方法来教导。然后我们也记得在出埃及，那个犹太人要出埃及的时候。
Remember they left very quickly, so they didn't have time for their bread to rise.
因为他们那时候不是匆匆忙忙要离开吗？没有时间让这个酵使这个面包发酵。
So they ate it, you know, it's like crackers.
所以他们吃了就好像我现在的这种美国的咸饼干哈。
So every year after that, when they celebrated, they would eat crackers to remember.
所以就是这种无效饼，对不对？所以他们每一次在庆祝他们的这个节庆的时候，他们就是吃这种无效饼。
It's also why at communion we have unleavened bread.
所以就像我们的领圣餐的时候也是一样，我们也是吃这种无效饼。
And Paul uses it as a metaphor. Our lives are to be unleavened.
所以保罗就是要这样子来提醒我们，我们就是要像无效饼一样是洁净的。
They're to stay pure.
是洁净，保持洁净的。
And we want to celebrate the opportunity to be pure. And he wants to celebrate as a church.
所以他希望说我们教会每个人真的是因为保持洁净，我们来庆祝这样子的福音。
Okay, one more question. The problem is this man is unrepentant. The solution is to kick him out, let Satan have his way with him. Let me ask one more question.
好，我们还有个问题哈，你看一个就是问题就是这个人不悔改，那解决方法就是要把他赶出教会。可是我还有另外一个问题要问大家。
What does the church say to non-Christians who are living in sin?
那教会对这个非基督徒，可是他是活在罪中，我们要怎么样去面对这个问题呢？
Do we also kick them away?
我们也把他们从我们中间赶出去吗？
Paul said, "Don't even eat with this man."What about non-Christians? Do we not eat with them?
那保罗不是说连这个人都这个恶人要拒绝跟这个恶人吃饭？那我们呢？我们对非基督徒难道也是这样子吗？
Of course not.
当然不是啦。
That's completely different.
这是完全两回事儿。
Verse 9 and 10, I wrote you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people, not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world.Or the greedy and swindlers or idolaters. Since then, you would need to go out of the world.
看保罗这里写得很清楚。我先前写信给你们说，不可与淫乱的人相交。这个话不是指世上一概行淫乱的，或是贪婪的、勒索的，或是拜偶像的。若是这样，你们除非离开世界，方可。
After all, this described many of the Corinthian Christians before they came to know Jesus.
你看这个就是像很多这个哥林多那个时候人他们还没有成为基督徒以前的行为可能也就是这样吧。
So if such people come to our church door, we say welcome.
如果有这样子的人来到我们教会我们当然说欢迎你们来到我们当中。
If gay couples or transvestites or casino owners come to the door, we say welcome, we are glad you're here.
如果说有一对同性恋来到这边或是男扮女装的人或是一个赌场的老板来到我们的门口我们当然说欢迎欢迎。
Hey,We're having a love feast today. We would be so happy if you, joined us and ate with us.
我们今天有个爱宴哦，我求你加入我们，我们很开心你在这里。
And we'd love to tell you about the most amazing man in history.
我们很想告诉你世界上这个历史上最了不起的一个人。
See, we judge inside the church. We don't judge outside the church.
我们在教会里面我们是要论断可是在教会外面我们是不论断这些人的
We don't impose our beliefs on anyone.
我们不要把我们的信仰强加给任何人
Now, when I have the opportunity to vote, I do vote pro-life. I do vote, to protect the sanctity of marriage.
可是如果我在选举的时候我当然是选这个、就是要保持生命的或是、要保持婚姻的圣洁
But I...Don't argue about those things outside the church.
可是我在教会外面，我就不去跟别人争论那些事情。
Try to argue about Jesus.
我就是要跟别人说耶稣的事情。
I want to talk about Jesus.
我就是要跟别人传讲耶稣。
So Paul says, we don't judge outsiders, we judge insiders, and we fight together to guard the purity of the church.
所以保罗就说我们不论断教会的人我们只是审判我们教会里面的人我们要一起同心竭力维护肢体的洁净
Okay, so what does that look like for us today?
好那我们来想想看我们今天在教会我们要怎么来做呢、
We will welcome anyone to come in and listen
我们真的是欢迎大家都来这边来听到
How do we do this? How do we apply judgment inside the church?
那我们在教会里面，我们要怎么样做这个审判的工作呢？
Say, for example, you hear about a man who's having an affair with another woman who's not his wife.
好，打个比喻哈，打个比方，就是我们听到说教会有个弟兄跟另外一个女人不是他的太太，有婚外情。
What do you do?
你要怎么做呢？
Well, first, what you don't do is say anything to anyone else.
那我们知道的第一件事情，我们就是不要先不要对任何人说。
Don't ask anyone else, about. Do you know what's going on with this man, this couple?
我们就不要去到处问说，哎，你们那你知道那个人怎么样了吗？不要到处去问。
Instead, you go talk to the man himself.
我们先私下先去找那个弟兄。
And if he's having is in fact having an affair, then you plead with him, you urge him to repent.
如果这个人真的是这样子有婚外情的话，你就说服他，看看他能不能悔改。
Now, one exception to this is that a woman should not go and confront a man that way.
对，那可是有一个例外哈，就是姐妹们，我们当然是不去对一个弟兄这样子来说服。
She can tell her husband, he can go confront him.
那我们姐妹当然是可以告诉先生，然后让先生去找这个人来让他悔改。
If you're single, come talk to Pastor Chu. That's the only exception.
对，那如果你是单身的话，当然就去找牧师，这个是例外的。
You urge the man to repent, and if he repents, you rejoice.
对啊，那我们就希望他能够悔改，然后如果他悔改的话，这个皆大欢喜，对不对？
What if he doesn't repent?
可是如果他不愿意悔改呢？
Well, then you go find Pastor Chu and one other elder, perhaps Tian Jie.
好，我们就找祝牧师啊，或是像天杰哈那个成熟的弟兄。
And the three of you together go to his house and just plead with him. Be a man.
然后
honor God, love your wife, do what it takes.
然后真的三个人一起去哈，就来劝导他，劝导说：“哦，是的，真的，上帝的恩典，上帝恩典会帮助你，请你悔改。”
And hopefully he'll repent.
那就真的是希望他能够忏悔悔改。
If he doesn't, then they will warn him we're going to tell the whole church, and we're going to kick you out.
那可是如果他真的就是不愿意悔改的话，我们没办法，就只能警告他说，这件事情我们需要告诉整个教会，然后真的 要把你从教会里面除出去。
The goal at first is to cover the shame and to hide it and not tell anyone and seek repentance.
所以我们刚开始我们就是不把这件事情我们先不要去跟大家说，我们就是让他自己看他愿不愿意悔改。
But if that can't happen, then you kick him out.
可是如果他真的就是不应着景象，他不愿意悔改的话，我们只能把他赶出去。
Because we preach grace.
因为我们传的是恩典的福音。
It's not we obey and so we're saved. Instead, it's I'm saved and now I can obey.
我们不是说哦，因为我们顺服了神，所以我们能够得救上天堂，而是因为我们被神救了，所以我们可以顺服神。
One theologian put it this way: We are not a spiritual interest group who enjoys a hearty potluck after a good sermon. We are a people called out of darkness to walk in the light of His love.We have fellowship with God and one another as we abide in Him. And when that fellowship is destroyed by sin, love compels us to sacrifice ourselves in order to discipline others.
那有一个神学家就曾经这样子说过，他说我们教会这群人不是说只是为了要有精神支柱的这一群，不是说哎呀我们就听了一个讲道，等一下吃吃爱宴，不是这样子而已，我们是一群被神呼召出来，从这个黑暗中呼召出来，我们要走在他的爱的光中。那我们住在神里面的时候呢，我们就跟神，我们也跟人一起相交。可是当这种团契被这个罪摧毁的时候，爱就促使我们，就是为了要管教他人，我们就是要牺牲，这个才叫做真正的爱。
Okay, that's a brief lesson summary of 1 Corinthians 5.
所以我刚刚这个就是我们一个很简短的哈，就是哥林多前书第五章的这个内容。
Now Paul is going to continue talking about sexual purity for the next two chapters.
那保罗在下面两章他还会继续讲有关于性关系。信上的洁净的主题。
We'll have three more messages on it.
我们可能还会有三篇的这样子的信息哈。
It won't be three in a row. Next week we'll actually talk about lawsuits.
我们不是说三次连接都这样讲，我们下礼拜的信息是跟打官司有关系。
But sexual purity is very difficult.
我们要讲性关系上的洁净，真的是很不容易啊。
There are other sins that a church might have to kick someone out for.
其实哈，还有其他的罪，教会也需要把他这种人踢出去。
In fact, Paul told the Thessalonian church to shun someone simply for being lazy, a lazy meddler.
在这个帖撒罗尼迦后书哈，三章十一节，他有说保罗告诉教会要避开这些管闲事的人哈，就是七嘴八舌的人。
They stubbornly refused to work and instead meddled in other people's lives and gossiped.
他们就是不要不工作，然后他们去干预别人的生活啊，八卦啊，闲人闲语的。
Paul said, "Shun them. Don't even eat with them."
保罗就说这种人你都不要跟他一起吃饭。
But more often, it is sexual impurity that will compel us to say, "Don't judge me."
那你看，淫乱就常常会让我们觉得说，我们就不要去论断他们。
I showed you the pictures of Darth Vader and the vampires and said that's very confusing.
所以我刚刚不是给大家看吗？哈，说那个星际大战的那个恶棍啊，我们觉得那些人真的是坏人，对不对
？The world will feed us very confusing, inaccurate pictures of evil.
那个世界给我们的这个观念哈，这个邪恶就是这样子，好像有点扑朔迷离，然后让我们有点混乱的这个观念。
It'll also feed us very confusing, inaccurate, childish pictures of sex.
而且对于性的诠释，给我们的也是非常幼稚，而且很迷惑，而且是扭曲的。
You remember when God first put Adam in the garden?
记不记得这个神刚开始把亚当放在这个伊甸园里面的时候？
There was no sin, no death, no corruption.
那个时候没有罪，也没有死亡，也没有腐败。
Adam walked with God in paradise.
好，这个亚当跟神在天堂中行走。
God said, "It's not good. It's not good that the man's alone."
可是上帝怎么说呢？他说那个人独居不好。
And then he created Eve and gave her to Adam as a wife, and the two became one flesh.
然后后来神就创造亚夏娃，然后让亚给亚当当做妻子，他们就连接起来了。
God says this is very good.
然后神说这是甚好的。
This is the image of God.
这个就是照着神的形象做出来的。
The joy, the love that is experienced in marriage, that's the image of God.
所以就是在婚姻里面，丈夫跟妻子能够这样和谐相爱，这就是神的形象。
So it's no coincidence that if someone denies God, they're going to distort sex.
所以就是为什么人就是否认上帝的时候，他们就这样子扭曲婚姻，然后扭曲上帝的形象。
And the more our culture pushes God away, the more we're going to twist marriage and sex.
所以你看这个文化上面就常常这样子把我们往另外一边走，然后我们就会对婚姻就有一个扭曲的形象。
So we as a church, we're not going to judge, but we're going to fight hard to guard the purity of the church.
所以我们在教会，我们不能说啊，我们不论断，可是我们要来竭心同力的保持这个肢体的圣洁。
And teach our sons and daughters how to have a Garden of Eden in their marriages.
我们真的是要教导我们的下一代这个婚姻的圣洁。
Let's pray.
我们来一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for how clear you make it to us.
哦，是的，主啊，孩子，我们谢谢你，谢谢你用你的话语来教导我们。
Thank you, Lord, that though we stumble many, many times, we know we can get up and come to you and repent.
哦，主啊，我们真的是谢谢你，因为我们常常跌倒，我们常常爬不起来，可是我们知道，因为你的爱，我们可以再一次站起来。
Lord, help us.As a church, to be gentle with one another.
让我们这个教会，我们真的是能够用温柔的爱挽回。
And to be patient and to bear with one another.
我们真的是来对彼此有耐心，然后来包容。
But Lord, we also want to be zealous about protecting the purity of our marriages.
可是我们也是要一起同心竭力来维护你所创造的婚姻。
And we want to be zealous about protecting the purity of the church and of your gospel.
我们也要为教会肢体的洁净来大发热心。
So Lord, strengthen our faith.
主啊，就求你让我们的婚姻是成圣的。
Revive us with a passion for your name.
哦，我们用你的名来祷告。
And it's in Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.